weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. I'm staff meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Chance for snow becoming mixed precipitation this afternoon. Otherwise, cloudy skies expected. Highs level off around 35. Winds out of the east, 5 to 10 miles per hour. Get up-to-the-minute weather updates from the Weatherology Weather Center. I'm staff meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki on KNDY for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. Right now, it's 32 degrees.
Kansas Mid-American Network News, I am Felix Johnson. Though many new cars may have automatic lights with sensors, with the winter weather coming in, officers are asking that people turn on their lights manually to avoid violating a Kansas law. The law states when windshield wipers are being used due to rain, sleet, or snow, headlights must be on as well. Lights are also required in unfavorable atmospheric conditions like smoke or fog. Law enforcement officers can issue a warning citation to anyone in violation. The snow that has fallen and will fall will help farmers, in the words of Jacob Stroll, a farmer from Pretty Prairie.
The snow will help that fall, that fertilizer, set into the ground, and then it'll, like, it just like rain, it helps it take it into the ground for nutrient uptake.
And KSN's agriculture analyst John Jenkinson explained the benefits as well.
Anytime that you can get moisture in Kansas and bank it, quote unquote, that's just money in the bank.
Kansas Mid-American Network News.
If you thought booking your timeshare was difficult before, you know it's almost impossible now. For more than a decade, Lone Star Transfer has helped thousands of owners legally and permanently get out of their never-ending timeshare fees. Lone Star Transfer guarantees the release of all liability to your timeshare in writing and in a specific time frame. For free, no obligation consultation. Please call 855-551-7066 or go to LoneStarTransfer.com.
If you're buying or selling real estate, needing an appraisal, or wanting to have an auction, it's time for you to call Floyd Auction and Real Estate Company in Kingman, Kansas. With over 90 years of combined experience, their licensed staff is eager to help in any way. Floyd Auction and Real Estate Company in Kingman, Kansas, 620-532-1887. And when you're ready for that auction and need to sell those tractors, trailers, combines, trucks, or construction equipment for top dollar, look no further than Amber Waves Auction. Amber Waves Auction and Floyd Auction and Real Estate Company in Kingman, Kansas. Online at AmberWavesAuction.com.
The Winfield Police Department is warning the public of a scammer potentially impersonating Evergy. The department received two phone calls on Thursday of people who got the scam call. They said that Evergy does not provide services inside the city of Winfield. And if you receive a scam call, please hang up and do not provide any information to the caller. In other news, Matthew Whitehurst, a Reno County man, has been arrested for the sexual exploitation of a child. The sheriff's office says that they received a cyber tip from Internet Crimes Against Children about the possession of sexually explicit depictions of children. Authorities say that this investigation is still ongoing, and anyone with information may assist in the investigation and should contact the Reno County Sheriff's Office at 620-694-2735. And finally, another contender has joined the race for presidency in the state of Kansas. Dean Phillips is the first Democrat to challenge President Joe Biden, as the Sunflower State is set to experience a special election in the year of 2024, thanks to legislation passed in 2023, allowing for a rare presidential preference primary. Phillips is recognized as one of the wealthiest members in Congress, as he is the heir of his stepfather's Phillips Distilling Company. Kansas Mid-American Network News.
Dane's Automotive and Tire in Waterville and Marysville is your reliable automotive repair shop. Servicing engines and transmissions, ACs, radiators, exhausts, and diagnostic checks. Did you know Dane's does tires? Carrying all major brands and sizes from trucks, ATVs, trailer, and farm implements, Dane's Automotive and Tire has you covered. With over 85 years combined experience, your locally owned and trusted repair and tire shop is Dane's Automotive and Tire in Waterville and Marysville.
Nebraska Mid-America Network News, I'm Andy Hoosier. The Cheyenne County Attorney Paul Schwab, along with the Cheyenne County Chief Deputy Attorney Amber Horn, said earlier this week that they have filed complaints against two youth in the community at the ages of 11 and 14 for a run of vandalism. According to News Channel Nebraska, they say the 11-year-old is too young for felony charges and was offered a diversion program, as according to state statute, they do not allow a child under the age of 12 to face felony charges. They say the charges come after damage at Lincoln Park, a break-in at the City of Sydney power plant, a vehicle that was stolen in Sydney businesses, along with other issues, including the totaled private shop that was broken into just weeks ago. According to the Chief Deputy Attorney Horn, they say that they have hired a special prosecutor that has been assigned to the case due to her connection to one of the alleged victims. According to the Sydney Police Office, they were thanking community members for the information leading to the identity of the adolescents that were charged, as the first court appearances occurred earlier this week. The agriculture industry changes constantly. From commodity prices to trade deals, droughts and fuel prices, it's hard to keep your farm protected and prepared. That's where we come in. Join us every day right here on the Mid-America Ag Network as we cover your daily commodity prices with hourly market reports. News from the farm to bills in Washington, D.C. Plus, hear the latest across the Mid-America region that may affect your operation. From planting to harvesting and everything in between, it's the Mid-America Ag Network. We're here for you.
Truck owners, Toppers Plus Truck Accessories has a new expanded showroom at 333 North West Street, stocked with the tonneau cover for you. Protect your truck bed and valuables with a locking truck lid. Choose from hard, soft, folding, or retractable covers. Toppers Plus has top brands including Lear, Undercover, Backflip, X-Gang, Roll and Lock, and more. Work or play, make your truck work for you. Visit our new expanded showroom at 333 North West Street or toppersplusks.com.
Make your truck work for you!
Often when it comes to goal setting, Kansas State University Family Resource Management Specialist Elizabeth Kish says we think it's all or nothing. We think I have to do this or I have to be focused. However, that's not necessarily the best or most successful way to achieve what goals you have. Instead, Kish says to take the long view on setting goals.
If you take a little bit of a longer view, incremental or step-by-step, you can get a lot done. And if we think about it, we all have, I think it's 168 hours in a week. And how much of that do we actually use to achieve our goals, whatever they are, personal, financial, health goals? And some things really do just take an hour a week, but you can make a big amount of progress on a project for an hour or two a week on a regular basis.
Kish says goals should be realistic. In other words, are they attainable? She also cautions against going overboard trying to accomplish your goals. Instead, she recommends taking a kinder, gentler approach.
For example, I'm a big reader, and I feel like sometimes I don't read as much as I would like to. And so I read somewhere that if you just develop a habit of reading like 7 minutes a day, over time, you're going to finish books. And you might then extend it if you have more time, but just that 7 minutes a day can really make a big difference. It's same with fitness goals. We usually talk about 15 to 20 minutes as a sort of minimum entry point. And if that was all you did was walk 20 minutes a day at a pretty brisk pace, I think you would be heart health-wise in pretty good shape.
It's common to set some type of goal at the beginning of a new year only to see the commitment last a few weeks. Developing a routine can help keep you on track. However, if for some reason you don't reach your intended outcome, Kish says that's okay.
You don't beat yourself up. You just say, okay, well, I haven't walked for 2 weeks, but I'm going to start. Or maybe, you know, I spent a little bit more than I intended to. I went out more than I had planned for. So I'm going to cut back a little bit for the next couple of weeks and just balance, you know. But again, it's about your time horizon, we call it, like how far you look ahead. Some of us, we might have a weekly time horizon, a monthly time horizon, a seasonal time horizon, and then a year, you know, or 5 years.
When it comes to goals, the general recommendation is to write them down, share them with others, and review them periodically. But don't obsess over them. As we age, our goals are most likely going to change. For example, saving for retirement may not be a high priority goal in our 20s, but it will be by the time we are in our 40s or 50s. Kish says one issue many of us deal with is the fear that we'll outlive our money.
But also just what are you going to do? How are you going to stay active? How are you going to stay interested and curious and all of those things? And I think that all has to do with family resource management. How will you live? Where will you live? You know, what do you need? What sort of supports might you need? And just to start thinking about those things, because it comes faster than we realize.
When thinking about well-being over a lifespan, Kish says the goal is to achieve balance. Kish says a wellness wheel, which illustrates a wellness model with 8 dimensions, social, physical, emotional, occupational, spiritual, intellectual, environmental, and financial, provides a sense of balance between your body, spirit, and mind.
And the spokes of the wheel are the different dimensions of wellness. And then if you draw a circle and draw those spokes and label it, and then you put like an X or whatever where you are on the spoke, if you're pretty round, you can think of that as balanced. Even if you're narrow, you might be balanced but have less well-being. Or if you're further out, on some but narrow in others, then it's like you have a flat tire. And so you've got some areas that you might work on. This is, again, a place for thinking about longer term, or, you know, what are the small, relatively easy changes or behaviors that you could start or stop that will make a big difference in your life. And that's where, you know, you probably want to put your energy, is the higher payoff, but the less effort.
Helen E. Lears, 92, formerly of Seneca, passed away December 30th. Visitation will be held Saturday, January 6th from 9:30 until 10:30 with a rosary at 10:30 with a funeral mass following at 11 at Lower Funeral Home in Seneca. Memorials can be made to St. Peter and Paul Parish in Seneca with Lower Funeral Home in charge of arrangements for Helen E. Lears.
United Bank and Trust has been fulfilling the banking needs of families and businesses in Northeast Kansas for decades. United Bank and Trust is always advancing, and now they'd like to offer a free mobile deposit feature within the mobile banking app. Endorse, click, and submit your check image for deposit. It's a mobile-fast world out there, and so is United Bank and Trust, the bank of your future. Visit our website at ubankonline.com or your local branch for more information. United Bank and Trust, banking for your way of life. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Begin your new year with a new career at Landall in Marysville. Currently accepting applications for experienced assemblers, welders, painters, and a net developer. You cannot beat the benefits Landall offers. Wages start at $16 up to $21.20 per hour, with a $2 an hour shift differential for second and third shift, 4% attendance bonus, promotions, raises, all-inclusive medical plan, paid time off and paid holidays, weekly paychecks, and more. Apply online and learn more at Landall.com. Or call 785-562-5381 for more information. Landall Company is an equal opportunity employer.
Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for Northeast Kansas and Southeast Nebraska. A chance for some rain and snow showers today, mostly cloudy with our highs in the mid-30s. A slight chance for some rain and snow early tonight, then staying cloudy with our lows in the lower to upper 20s. Mostly cloudy into Saturday with our highs in the mid-30s and lower 40s, and partly cloudy skies Saturday night with our lows in the mid-teens and lower 20s. Some sunshine on Sunday with our highs in the mid-30s and lower 40s. Then rain showers become likely into Sunday night, staying cloudy with our lows in the lower 20s and lower 30s. Southeast winds between 15 and 20 and gusting as high as 30. Rain and snow showers become likely into Monday, cloudy and still breezy with our highs in the upper 20s and upper 30s. Easterly winds around 15 and gusting as high as 25. Then rain and snow will continue into Monday night with our lows in the lower teens and lower 20s. North winds between 15 and 20 and gusting as high as 30. A slight chance for some snow early on Tuesday, otherwise sunny with our highs in the mid-20s and lower 30s and clearing up Tuesday night. I'm meteorologist Kara Foster.
Average high temperature for this date, 38 degrees. Record high recorded 62, while the record low is negative 20. Sunrise this morning at 7:49, while sunset at 5:15.
Few things are more comforting on a cold winter day than a savory bowl of soup. Some fun soup facts in observance of National Soup Month on the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report.
If you're a farmer or rancher, chances are you've thought about joining Kansas Farm Bureau. So what's stopping you? Your membership means you have a seat at the table when it comes to the issues that affect your farm. Things like trade, taxes, water, and regulations. The state's largest farm advocacy organization brings your message to policy decision makers at the county, state, and national level. The voice of agriculture becomes your voice and fights for Kansas farmers and ranchers. And a Kansas Farm Bureau membership includes other benefits. For about $50 a year, you'll receive discounts on equipment and supplies, cell phone plans, financial and legal support, home and office supplies, and more. You'll also receive Kansas Living, a quarterly lifestyle magazine featuring real stories of farmers and producers around the state, plus great recipes, crafts, and things to see and do in Kansas. Join us today. Visit kfb.org/farmer-rancher to learn more.
With more practical tips and useful advice, this is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report for Friday, January 5th, the fifth day of the year. Actresses Diane Keaton and January Jones share a birthday today, and construction of the Golden Gate Bridge began on this day in 1933. The coldest month of the year also happens to be, coincidentally, National Soup Month. While you're slurping, here's a few fun soup facts to ponder. The oldest known record of soup dates to 6000 BC, made from hippopotamus. Legend has it that Frank Sinatra had chicken and rice soup before every stage performance. Those soup paintings by Andy Warhol, They're said to be inspired by his lunch every day for 20 years. And according to the Campbell's Company, America's favorite soup remains chicken noodle to the tune of about 250 million cans each year. That is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report. Learn more online at almanac.com.
Reflections in downtown Marysville thanks all for a wonderful year and looks forward to what the new year has to bring. With the largest assortment of Hallmark ornaments, greeting and holiday cards, KU and K-State gear, and other trinkets to fill the house. Reflections in Marysville, as always,
so much more than your favorite Hallmark store.
From Sharon and the staff at Reflections Hallmark, have a happy new year.
Check out Twin Rivers Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram in Beatrice, where you can count on a hometown, low-pressure, high-volume deal every day. Home of the used megastore with the largest selection of cars, trucks, and SUVs in southeast Nebraska and northeast Kansas. All priced competitively, serviced, and ready to roll. Check them out online at twinriv.com or drive in today. Their finance specialists put you in a newer used vehicle with no hassle and terms you can afford. It's the used megastore, a new car and truck headquarters. Twin Rivers Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram West Court in Beatrice.
Michael Bennett Trekking Incorporated knows the athletes on the Nemaha Central winter sports teams are the best of the best and will beat the rest at the games and events this week. Good luck and let's go Thunder. From your supportive fans at Michael Bennett Trekking Incorporated in Seneca, over 50 years of service. Cook & Company wishes the Nemaha Central Thunder winter sports teams good luck in the upcoming events. From Cook & Company in Seneca, offering one of the widest selections of interior and exterior wood doors in North America, and quality handcrafted cabinetry that will add beauty to every room in your home. Hummus Trekking Incorporated knows the guys and girls on the Nemaha Central winter sports teams have been working hard to sharpen their skills, and the Thunder fans plan on showing their pride at all the upcoming events. Hummus Trekking Incorporated in Seneca, commercial trucking and truck and trailer repair.
Kansas, Mid-America Network Sports. I'm Andy Hoosier. It is the final week of regular season football for the NFL, with the Kansas City Chiefs already locking in their victory for the AFC West for 8 years in a row. Are on the road to take on the Chargers this week on Sunday with kickoff at 3:25. It was a big victory for the Chiefs last week on Sunday as they took on the Cincinnati Bengals at home at Arrowhead Stadium, winning 25-17, keeping them atop the AFC West with an overall record of 10-6. The Chiefs have also secured the 3 seed for the playoffs coming up after this week, with a potential look at a home game early on in playoff season. The Chargers are coming off their latest loss against the Denver Broncos last week, 16-9, as they are sitting atop the AFC West with an overall record of 5-11. Overall, in the last game the Chiefs took on with the Bengals, they ran for a total of 373 yards total for the game, with 241 passing yards and 132 rushing yards, averaging near 7 yards per play. Mid-America Network Sports.
Roll into 2024 on a winning streak at First Council Casino and Resort. Plan your getaway for the greatest concerts, events, and gaming all under one roof. More than 30 acts are booked for 2024. Our indoor water park is a hit for the entire family to relax and unwind. Play with your 7 Clans Rewards card and find out why we have the most loyal players. Pile up the points and earn one-of-a-kind VIP experiences, free play, and cash. And yeah, about the cash. 7 Clans paid more than $50 million in jackpots in 2023. It's all right here at 7 Clans First Council Casino and Resort, where the winners play. Highway 77 in Newkirk.
Is your flow running low? It may be time to upgrade your well and ensure your water flow is running safe and efficient. And the name you need to remember is Winnegar Drilling.
Water well drilling.
Water well service.
Trenching services.
Test wells, water well plugging, sanitation, and code compliance.
Plus new solar pumps.
Winnegar Drilling does it all. Plus, when you call Winnegar Drilling, they'll provide a free estimate.
Finance options also available.
Make sure your flow doesn't run slow with Winnegar Drilling. Call them at 316-729-5881 or online at winnegardrilling.com.
College basketball back in action this weekend, as well as we get into some conference play across the Mid-America region and for the Big 12 Conference, with the number 2 seed Kansas Jayhawks at home in Manhattan taking on TCU. That tip-off on Saturday at 1 p.m. They're coming off their big victory against Wichita State, the first time that those two teams have played in more than 9 years as they won 86-67 on Saturday last weekend. Kansas State also geared up for their first conference game this weekend. We tip off at 5 p.m. on Saturday as they're taking on the UCF Knights. Kansas State and UCF evenly matched near towards the bottom of the Big 12 conference overall. The Kansas Jayhawks are sitting number 4 with an overall record right now at 12-1. Right now, Houston sits atop the overall Big 12 conference, followed by BYU. The Oklahoma Sooners and Kansas Jayhawks are tied in that number 3 spot at 12-1, followed by Iowa State and TCU. Wichita State Shockers on the road this weekend as well, taking on Temple. That game on Sunday at 12 p.m. for tip-off. Mid-America Network Sports.
Friday night basketball tip-offs. Marysville resumes North Central Kansas League play, hosting Abilene. Girls and boys action live on AM 1570, FM 94.1. Valley Heights is home to Troy. Frankfort entertains Hanover. Axtell is host to Clifton Clyde. Washington County home to Donovan West. Lynn entertains Centralia. And Diller O'Dell is host Falls City Sacred Heart.
Laughlin Hovett Funeral Home congratulates the students of Southern High School who have the determination and dedication to study hard and make the grade in music, science, the arts, and many other academic areas. From Laughlin Hovett Funeral Home at 505 North 9th Street, serving Wymore with dignity and compassion. Smith Auto believes the scholars from Pawnee City have the drive to excel in all academic areas and are sure to pass with flying colors in this year's scholastic classes. You've got this. The community is proud of you. From Smith Auto in Pawnee City, we offer quality used auto parts, body repairs, glass installations. We buy scrap iron. Creative Thought supports the Pawnee City students who excel in academic areas, which will assure success in the future. And thank you to the parents and teachers who encourage these young people to succeed. From Creative Thoughts in Pawnee City, a unique gift and floral shop, offering delivery to Southeast Nebraska.
Imagine a six-story hotel in a place some would consider the frontier border of Oklahoma and Arkansas. That was the plan, and there was definitely a need. The place did get built, and it remains today. The story is this edition of The American Countryside.
Tyne Morgan, host of U.S. Farm Report. Join me each weekend as we explore the news and issues that matter the most to agriculture. We know this past year has been challenging in many ways, but as agriculture continues to adapt, we are right there with you. From markets to weather, each weekend we take a deep dive into what matters most. Join me each weekend for U.S. Farm Report, timely, trusted tradition.
Hi, I'm Ag Day host Clinton Griffiths, and I invite you to join me each morning as we cover the nation's food system, from fields of green to orchards of orange and livestock everywhere in between. America runs on agriculture, and here at Ag Day, agriculture's what we do best. Listen as our analysts track the markets, learn about innovations in technology and sustainability, and live the country lifestyle through the eyes of rural America. Join me, Clinton Griffiths, for Ag Day, the country experience.
As the city of Poteau, Oklahoma began to grow, rail lines laid tracks, and another business was soon in need.
Poteau actually started off where the courthouse is now. Whenever the Frisco line came through, a couple years later, the KCS line came through. So those two railroads connected each other. Well, there wasn't any real hotels here.
Eric Standridge says, necessity is the mother of invention, or perhaps the mother of a hotel in the city of Poteau, Oklahoma.
Well, we had so many business traffic switching between the two railroads that W.W. Lowry saw a need for having a massive hotel here.
It was a massive undertaking for Lowry. However, what became a hotel actually had another initial purpose.
This was actually built first as the Oklahoma Immigration Company. Whenever he built it, it was actually built off for offices to begin with. Well, they went back, remodeled a couple years later, and built the bathrooms, built the suites, and everything else that you see today.
After the transformation from business office to hotel, there were 31 rooms for guests. It was quite a structure for a town the size of Poteau. Lowry made it a lavish place to rest and even had plans for a bigger business.
This building's actually 3 stories high. He originally planned it to be 6 stories high. One of the things that he did, he actually bought out an entire tile company just to supply all the tile.
The train lines met here from the 1920s to the 1960s. By the 1970s, passenger train traffic had dwindled and the need for a hotel to house folks transferring lines was gone. However, the building remained and now has been restored as the home of the County Historical Society. It is a place that tells the story of a town with French heritage that is today near the Oklahoma and Arkansas state line. Traveling the countryside in Poteau, Oklahoma, I'm Andrew McCray.
To trick Mother Nature in the winter. Hi, I'm Jody Henke. Bring springtime and lots of color into your home by forcing flowering tree and shrub branches into bloom as you're living the country life.
Living the Country Life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic and from previous shows by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com. We'll return to the show after these messages.
If you're looking for new ideas for what to do around your place in the country, register for the Living the Country Life newsletter. Once a week, you'll receive helpful tips in your inbox on a wide variety of seasonal and timely topics, along with so much more. Living the Country Life is for all those people who love to live in the country. Sign up for your free newsletter today by visiting livingthecountrylife.com.
Whenever you're online, Living the Country Life is there too.
Like us on Facebook and exchange tips and ideas with people who share your love for the country way of life. Follow us on Twitter at Small Farming for timely news and information. You can also find us on Instagram and Pinterest. See the latest inspired shot from our readers or add a garden tip to your boards. Living the Country Life has all the ideas for your home acreage. Visit us online at livingthecountrylife.com and find us on social media.
In most areas of the country, this is the dead of winter. It's cold and bleak, and spring seems so far away. If you have early spring flowering trees or shrubs, you can remove a few of the branches and force them to bloom inside. Forsythia, flowering dogwood, magnolia, and even fruit trees are just a few species that could brighten up your home with color. Rosie Lerner is an extension horticulturist at Purdue University. She says after a period of at least 8 weeks of temperatures below 40 degrees, branches can be cut and forced into bloom. The later in the winter you cut them, the shorter the forcing time becomes. Look for branches that are starting to plump up with buds, but don't go crazy with the shears.
You want to, of course, think about the fact that you're cutting the branches off of landscape plant that you want to look good. You don't want to just, you know, ravage it by, you know, removing lots and lots of twigs and then have an awful looking shrub out there.
Cut each branch just above a vegetative bud, meaning one that's going to become a shoot with leaves on it. After you bring them indoors, make a second cut on a slant just above the previous cut and stick them in a vase of water. Adding a floral preservative isn't necessary, but it won't hurt either.
Depending on what species it is, it may be 2 weeks between cutting and blooming. It could be 4 weeks. It really depends on which species you're talking about and how close you were to the plant's natural bloom time. The closer you are to its normal bloom time, the faster this forcing will go.
Lerner recommends keeping your branches away from strong sunlight and in room temperatures from the mid-60s to low 70s. Find more tips for forcing branches for winter color at livingthecountrylife.com. I'll see you in the country.
Living the Country Life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic, share your tips, and post photos by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com.
At Tony's Meat Market in Marysville, fresh is the expectation, not a choice. Offering special orders, a drive-through window for easy pickup, and always the freshest meat around. If you haven't seen what Tony's Meat Market has to offer, swing on down to 1509 Center Street in Marysville across from Superwash. Steaks, pork chops, hamburger, chicken, barbecue essentials, and now ice-cold beer. Whether you're feeding 5 or 50, Tony's has you covered. A friend from the first visit. That's Tony's Meat Market in Marysville.
KNDY.
The Culver's restaurant chain appreciates farmers. Up next on Farm to Fork. With its increased efficiency and lower fuel costs, ag producers know that propane is better for their bottom line. And now direct payouts can impact your bottom line with the Propane Farm Incentive Program. Participate and you could receive payouts like up to $5,000 for propane irrigation engines and prime power generators and up to $2,000 for propane building heat systems. Apply today at propane.com/farmincentive. Spring is just around the corner, and there's still time to upgrade to the latest technology from Ag Leader. From SureForce Downforce Control and SureSpeed High Accuracy Planting Systems to RightSpot Individual Nozzle Control for your sprayer, Ag Leader has you covered. Upgrade now and reap the benefits this season. Contact your local Ag Leader dealer or visit agleader.com. The Wisconsin-based Culver's chain of restaurants has operated its Thank You Farmers program for 10 years now. Marketing and PR manager Allison Demmer says the program is based on three pillars, the first being sustainability.
When we think about what that looks like in the world of sustainability, it's really leveraging all of the work that's happening across the agriculture industry and ensuring that our guests are able to know that we wouldn't be able to serve our delicious food without the farmers and ranchers who make it possible.
Demmer says the second pillar was to align with the FFA organization.
So when we can raise funds in a local restaurant that then support a local FFA chapter, it allows really ag education to make a bigger impact in our local communities, but also enables us to ensure that the next generation of leaders in agriculture, these FFA members, are able to be successful because we can support them in numerous ways.
Ann Demmer says the third pillar is the thank you part.
Gratitude is really all about ensuring that our guests and the entire community understand that farmers are the reason everything is possible.
The program has generated $5 million to support FFA. That's Farm to Fork. I'm Daryl Anderson.
Boots and more for every chore. Valley Vet Supply in Marysville is your boot headquarters, featuring Timberland Pro, Ariat, Caterpillar, Wolverine, Justin, Durango, Double H, Keen, Twisted X, and Red Wing shoes. Find the pair that's right for you today at Valley Vet. Also featuring a great selection of outerwear to keep you warm by Ariat, Murrin, and Wrangler. Add a pair of heavy insulated barn gloves and you're good to go all winter long from Valley Vet Supply in Marysville.
Good Friday. I'm Sam Speck with your latest agricultural news right here through the Mid-America Ag Network. We spoke with the United States Department of Agriculture meteorologist Brad Rippey, and per the latest United States Drought Monitor, he looks and gives us a synopsis at the winter wheat growing areas covered in drought.
What we focus on this time of year is winter wheat. The good news for winter wheat is that we have seen a significant drop in drought coverage in recent weeks. We saw an autumn peak of 49% of the U.S. winter wheat crop in an area experiencing drought as recently as October during the planting season, but during the final week of December, that number dropped to 30% coverage. It did bounce back to 32% by January 2nd, but even so, that's still a 17-point drop in U.S. winter wheat covered by drought over the last couple of months. So we're heading the right direction there, with significant storminess expected across the central and southern Great Plains over the weekend into next week. That number could come down further as we move deeper into January.
Next, we will actually stay on the topic of wheat, as a recent United States Department of Agriculture report says December weather was a mixed bag for winter wheat producers. Timely precipitation in major wheat-growing states like Kansas, Colorado, Oklahoma, and Arkansas boosted the crop. In Kansas specifically, which is the top-producing state, about 43% of the hard red crop was in good or excellent condition back in December. 36% was in fair condition, with the rest poor to very poor. An average of 2.7 inches of rain fell in Oklahoma just last month, with more than 3 inches in the west central counties. While no condition report was available, 22% of the state was suffering from drought, down from 47% 3 months ago, and 90% year over year. Now, in Colorado specifically, 61% of the winter wheat crop was in good or excellent condition, up from 50% last year. In Arkansas, where soft red winter wheat is grown, topsoil moisture was at 69% surplus, and 26% was adequate. Sam Speck with your latest agricultural news on the Mid-America Ag Network.
Roll into 2024 on a winning streak at First Council Casino and Resort. Plan your getaway for the greatest concerts, events, and gaming all under one roof. More than 30 acts are booked for 2024. Our indoor water park is a hit for the entire family to relax and unwind. Play with your 7 Clans rewards card and find out why we have the most loyal players. Pile up the points and earn one-of-a-kind VIP experiences, free play, and cash. And yeah, about the cash. 7 Clans paid more than $50 million in jackpots in 2023. It's all right here at 7 Clans First Council Casino and Resort. We're the winners. Play Highway 77 in Newkirk.
Burwell Construction has been a trusted name in the roofing business as a local company. Whether you're still trying to get a new roof from storms or have general wear and tear, call Burwell Construction at 316-794-3430. Burwell Construction will evaluate your roof and work with you from start to finish, even help with any insurance claims. Join the thousands of others and trust your next roof to Burwell Construction. 316-794-3430 or burwellconstruction.com.
It's Burwell, it's Burwell.
Midwest Land and Home will hold a land auction Friday, January 12th, 10 a.m. at the Beatty Community Center. Up for auction will be 320 acres of quality Marshall County land sold in two tracts. Both tracts are prime cropland known for production year in and year out, with exceptional recreational opportunities and a small portion of CRP. Tracts are located 2 miles north of Beatty on Granite Road. Excellent opportunity for the avid hunter, as the area is known for producing trophy white-tailed deer and other wildlife. All Midwest Land and Home auctions offer a state-of-the-art online bidding platform. Online bids open Friday, December 29th, and deadline to register to be an online bidder is 12 p.m. Wednesday, January 10th. For information or to view this exceptional property, go to MidwestLandAndHome.com or contact listing broker Jeff Denkenbring at 785-562-8386. When you want the best, trust Midwest.
Disease control is a challenge for hog producers in winter. Have a consistent biosecurity program and good communication with your veterinarian on Successful Farming Radio.
Successful Farming Radio, providing information farmers need in the field, in the shop, and in the office. Committed to growing your business in agriculture.
Are you looking for new advanced technology for your farm operation? Need some advice on managing your farm or tips on finding the best machinery prices? You'll find all this and more in Successful Farming Magazine. Subscriptions are available online at agriculture.com. Visit agriculture.com and complete your subscription to Successful Farming Magazine today. Get the latest ag news, markets, weather, and more when you sign up for today's news from Successful Farming. Register at agriculture.com/newsletter for today's news, the free Successful Farming e-newsletter. Once a day, you'll get an email packed with relevant news hitting the ag industry online and around the nation, along with the three big things happening today. Visit agriculture.com/newsletter to subscribe to today's news from Successful Farming.
Fall below freezing, pigs should be protected from the wind and provided with bedding. Unfortunately, pigs in close quarters spread diseases to each other. And if there's a ventilation system in the building, it provides an opportunity for things to circulate through the air. Porcine reproductive and respiratory syndrome, or PRRS, is a virus that often rears its ugly head once the barn is closed up. Paul Sundberg is the executive director of the Swine Health Information Center. He says diligent cleaning and disinfecting is a must, but whatever your protocol is to prevent disease from spreading in the herd, it has to be consistent.
The implementation every day, the same thing happening every day, is the hard part. You can have great biosecurity guidelines and standards for all of your production, but if you don't implement them and make sure that they're rigorous every day, then something's going to happen.
The other key is to talk with your veterinarian every time there is an animal health issue and get a professional diagnosis.
Don't ever assume that you know what you're having because it looks like what we had last time, so we don't have to call doc. It's not a good idea because there might be something that mimics another disease that you need to be able to find out. We know, for example, that African swine fever looks like a bad PRRS outbreak. It looks like a bad salmonella outbreak. And without a good diagnosis, it could get missed.
Pigs that do get sick should be isolated in a designated sick pen. I'm Jody Henke. Learn more about keeping your pigs healthy this winter at agriculture.com.
Like everything around us, agriculture and rural living is changing. Kansas Farm Bureau's Farm Weekend brings you the stories, the voices, and the passion of farm families living and adapting to these changes. Farm Weekend on KNDY, Farm and Home Information Radio, a service of the Marshall County Farm Bureau Association.
The U.S. economy churns out another 216,000 jobs, and Tesla recalls a million cars in China. I'm Jim Ryan, ABC News. Those stories are coming up in Wall Street Now.
When looking for a new ride, you know what you want, but don't always want to spend the time looking. Let Crown Over Auto Sales in Marysville find you that perfect ride. Whether it's a car, SUV, family van, side-by-side, or truck, any make or model, Ethan and Andrew can find it. Swing by the office today, East Highway 36 in Marysville, across from Valley Vet.
From Kansas State University, this is Agriculture Today. I'm Shelby Varner. Mung beans have been a crop that Ignacio Ciampitti has been researching with his colleagues at Kansas State University. This K-State farm system specialist explains what a mung bean is and what it could provide for Kansas producers.
It's something that is very similar to soybean. So it's a one-season legume. Similar to soybeans. Why we say similar to soybeans? Because we tend to plant a little bit later, and we will talk about in a minute. But when you think about the crop and the looks and everything connected to, for example, doesn't need any nitrogen because basically it works with a bacteria in the soil for fixing nitrogen. And this crop has very, very short growing season. And as I mentioned before, adding again, is a very high tolerance to drought and heat. And those two things are what makes the crops, I mean, and this crop specifically, really attractive to cancer.
CM Pitti says what the market is for this crop.
And why this crop is so important in terms of, if you look at around the world, if you look around the world, we are seeing that it's one of the, not only an opportunity to diversify the crop, but also has a really high demand in the last decade, two decades, not only in the U.S., but globally, and mainly because it's a crop that is human, for human consumption, and is high rich in protein. So if you think about mainly what are the markets, they are human consumption, food, and basically high-end, high protein, and usually are basically consumed as a sprout or sometimes grain soups.
There is still plenty of research to be done for mung beans in Kansas, and he has a plan for how it will take place.
What are the main challenges that the farmers is finding? That was what we are focusing on 2024. And then also start thinking about everything. Well, we already tested planting dates. It looks like we found maybe a sweet spot there after that winter wheat, winter canola harvest. Then we need to start testing what are the optimal row spacing, seeding rate, and also inoculants. So we are also looking at potential effect on inoculants. So these are a couple of things that we are testing. We also need to start generating data, I mean, to help, I mean, crop insurance, to get crop insurance as another factor, critical factor at some point to make sure that the crop is going to be commercially available and farmers will be attracted to this crop. It's a really great option.
That was K-State Farm System Specialist Ignacio CM Pitti with what mung beans could bring to Kansas. Read more about this crop at eupdate.agronomy.ksu.edu. I'm Shelby Varner, and this has been Agriculture Today over the K-State Radio Network.
Good Friday afternoon. I'm Sam Speck with your latest market information right here on the Mid-America Ag Network. Still a mostly mixed day across the board of trade as we see February live cattle down 55 at 170.57. April trading at 173.52. That's a loss of 77. January feeder cattle down $1.55 to 223.12 with March down 125 to 224.40. Gains for the hogs. February currently up 77 at 69.82. April lean hogs up $1.07 to 76.02. Into the grains now, we see March corn continuing to drop down 6.25 cents, selling at 460 and a quarter. May's currently at 473 a bushel. That's down 6 cents. Kansas City wheat still slightly higher. March up a penny, trading at 626 and three quarters. The May contract up 1.25 at 630 and a quarter. March oats are continuing to drop down 7.5 now to 357 and a half. Into the oil seeds, we see January soybeans still struggling, down 6.75 to 1255 and a quarter. March currently down 10.5 cents at 1257. January soy meal down sharply, down a full 10 at 371.20. And January soy oil down 34 points at 47.54. Look at the cotton complex. Slight losses as well. March cotton currently down 14 at 79.98. February crude oil is up 143, trading at 73.62. March up 128 at 73.64. Little change to February on unleaded gas, but slightly lower, currently at 2.11 a gallon. March is also slightly lower, down to 2.13 a gallon. February heating oil up 2 to $2.60. March to 2.57, that's up 2. And slight gains for natural gas as well. February up 2 to 2.84. March up to 2.58, that's a gain of 2 as well. Looking at the metals, we see February gold down $1.50, trading at $2,048.50. March silver currently up 14 cents, trading at $23.33. Now let's take a look at the stock markets here as we head through the midday. The S&P and the Dow back into the green. The Dow up 18 points at 37,458. S&P's up 10 at 4,698. And the NASDAQ up 38 at 14,548. Again, the S&P up slightly, but it's still heading for its first losing streak in 10 trading sessions. Let's take a look at the dollar here before we leave as it's slightly higher. March up 5 points at 102.19.
Horse Trailer Sales, the one call you need to make to get the most trusted brands in landscaping, utility, livestock, and flatbed trailers. Plus, they can service all makes and models of trailers,
even the ones they don't sell.
And no matter whether it's a service or sales call, Horse Trailer stands behind their products with great prices and exceptional personal service.
Which is why they're proud to be family-owned and operated.
Horse Trailer Sales, 620-545-7292 or online at horsetrailers.com.
Horse Trailer Sales.
The agriculture industry is constantly changing with new challenges every day on the farm. How can you adapt? Let us help you with the Mid-America Ag Network and the Steckline Ag Report with Larry Steckline. Join the Mid-America Ag Network every Tuesday and Friday morning as Larry Steckline breaks down the latest ag news, planting,
harvesting,
trading commodities,
and the latest from the Ponderosa.
It's Mid-America's legendary voice in agriculture with the Steckline Ag Report and the Mid-America Ag Network.
Planning for the future includes accounting for the present. Crop insurance protection assures that your farming operation will withstand the variabilities of weather and potential disaster. Rely on the coverage that crop insurance provides, and rely on Linda Schmitz with Linda's Insurance Agency for the experience and personal service that she offers. Call today and update your crop insurance options. That's Linda's Insurance Agency, 1507 Broadway in Marysville.
KNDY.
gonna set my heart at ease. Gonna make a sentimental journey to renew old memories. Got my bag, got my reservation. Spent each dime I could afford, like a child in wild anticipation. Long to hear that all aboard. Seven, that's the time we leave at seven. I'll be waiting up for heaven, counting every mile of railroad track that takes me back. Never thought my heart could be so yearning. Why did I decide to roam? Gotta take that sentimental journey. Sentimental journey home. Sentimental.
Country music just the way you remember it. Classic Country 1570 and 94.1 FM, KNDY, and K231AX, Marysville.
ABC News.